Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a huge pleasure to be here with you today. And today we're going to have a special guest. We're going to be talking about living outside Brazil. So for now, we're going to wait a little bit. Let me test something here. Okay. All right, very good. Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. I hope you all doing great. V is in the house. So, just for everyone to know, as this live is also going to be, it's going to be transformed into a podcast episode, it is also going to be saved here on Instagram for anyone who would like to watch it later, okay? All right, here we go. Invite people. I'm going to invite you, V, and then having fun. 6.5. Let's rock and roll.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
Oops. I'm good. Thank you for having me here.
It's my pleasure. You are in a different place today.
No, not really. I think it might just be the positioning of the camera.
Okay, cool. I was just watching your stories talking about Blue. Such a nice dog, huh?
Yes, so I actually had to bribe him. So I gave him a bone so that hopefully he's not going to bother us. But yeah, he's right next to me and he's very entertained.
I just didn't get how long you got him.
I got him 3 months ago, I think, maybe 4, yeah.
But like you got him since he's a baby, it was a baby.
Yeah, he was 4 months when I got him.
Okay, yeah. This is the first time I use this. I wear this earphone here, so I really don't know how it works. You know, the new iPhones don't come with these earphones. This one is from my wife, so like I'm getting a little bit used to it. Which model is yours?
I think I have an iPhone 11. I'm not sure actually. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you got the earphone.
Yeah, came with it, yeah.
Cool, yeah. Lucky you. I didn't even receive the charger cable, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I've been using not an original one. Anyways.
Oh, okay.
So, everyone, this is V. Please, V, feel free. Introduce yourself. Tell everyone about you.
Yeah, so yeah, now the cat is bothering, so I should have got the cat something. Anyways, my name is V. I moved to the United States when I was 14 years old. Initially, I was supposed to only stay 1 year, like a sort of like a high school, you know, exchange program. But I eventually decided to stay, and then I graduated from Miami University in 2019. I moved to France for my master's, and I just got my master's degree from Sciences Po in France. And here I am.
I suppose you speak a little bit of French as well.
It was in English. The whole master's program was in English. So my French is terrible, unfortunately. Yeah.
No worries. Well, at least you were there, right? Like,
it was a nice experience for sure. But yeah, I really wish Yeah, my French was a little bit better, but one day.
But like, how did you pull that off? I mean, I've heard from some students' experiences that when you are outside, I mean, in France especially, they are not really receptive when you don't speak French. Is that true or is a myth?
No, that's true. Let's just say that it wasn't the best experience ever.
Can you give us an example?
It was very difficult. Well, once I went to buy something, I said bonjour, and then I switched to English because I knew the person spoke English because I heard it. But for some reason, she did not want to speak English anymore with me. Maybe, you know, I don't know if the problem was me. And then she was like, oh, we speak French here. And I was like, okay, shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
I got no, I yeah, it was horrible. Yeah.
Of course you told that to yourself, right? I mean, you thought of it. You didn't have to say that, right?
So
all right. That was out loud.
Let's just say that I don't like when people are rude to me, because I'm not rude to people, you know. So I will treat them the same way that they treated me.
So you kind of say like, hey, what's up? Like, why are you doing that?
Yeah. So I was just like, well, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience, but I'm still learning French. Okay. And I speak two other languages. And how many do you speak?
Yeah, that was a hell of an explanation, huh?
Yeah, and she was looking at me and she was like, I'm sorry, what would you like? And her English was so good, you know? So there was like no reason for her to give me that shit.
Okay, anyways. So as you were saying a little bit of your history with English, you said you moved to US mm-hmm. when you were 14. And I was wondering here, why? I mean, I know your mom has mm-hmm. kind of sent you out there, mm-hmm. but your mom is really courageous, right? And like, can you tell us why and how everything happened?
To be 100% honest, I think that she just wanted to get me out of the house. So
she was earlier. Like,
no, I'm kidding. No, but so I like to joke that I fight with my dad a lot. So she was just really trying to separate us. And then she was like, okay, I suppose that the United States is far away enough that, you know, it's a good place to send her. But I'm kidding. So I had an aunt there. She's a doctor. And she went to the U.S. to do her residency program.
Mm-hmm.
Before she went to the U.S., she used to live with my mom. So it was kind of like... Here in Brazil, yes.
Okay.
So it was kind of like something kind of sweet, you know, like she lived with my mom and then she took me in and it was nice, yeah. But that was the reason. My mother thought it would be just an amazing, you know, experience. And my aunt, she accepted me, you know, so... Mm. She was like, yeah, why not? So that's quite how it happened. But
So I see your aunt's history or story living in the US mm-hmm. is somehow, some way connected to yours. And why did she go there? When did she go there? How long had she been there when you arrived?
Many years, maybe... 10 years or more, you know.
Wow.
She moved to the United States. I don't really quote me on this because I'm not sure if I have the correct information here, but
okay.
She moved to the United States. She has always been very intelligent. She's one of the, you know, she's the
I guess
the
whole
family.
Family, right? I mean, your mom is also a doctor. You stay outside, right?
Yeah, no, but she goes kind of like above and beyond, you know. I think that she got into medical school here in Brazil in first place, something like that, you know, in a public school. Yeah, no, she goes above and beyond.
That's over the top.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't remember exactly.
I don't know if she's watching us here, but you know, Auntie, congratulations! Wow,
she's hats probably off not. To you. She's not on social media. But okay. So she decided to go to the US. I think it was just like an opportunity that showed up and she took it just like I did, you know. She got married, you know, she married an American and they have cool. two kids, and I think things just kind of like worked out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot is said, queria sentir a genética. Me too, Lottie. You know, I'm not that kind of person. I'm just a work hard, play guy, hard boy. So, yeah. Okay. Cool. So she went there, and of course she was living there. She met the guy, and then things happened. Things worked out, right? Like that part, getting married and having kids, what was not like, let's say, pre-planned, pre-set up. Like, I'm just asking that because I know there are lots of people badly intentioned here in Brazil who go there just for that reason, right?
No, yeah, absolutely. No, she met him during the residency program. So she's a neurologist and he's a neurosurgeon. And they met when they were, in the residency program, and they fell in love. It was like first comes. Oh,
Grey's
there's a thing
Anatomy
that we
history,
say.
huh?
Yeah, sort of like it. But there is a saying in the US, it's like a first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes baby in a baby carriage. Yeah, that was kind of what happened.
Okay, cool. All right, so then you stay there. You did your high school, right? You've completed high school in there. And then, like, how did you stay there without a visa? I mean, probably you had the visa to study, right? And as soon as you finished your studies, you needed to renew your visa. So how was that?
I've always been there on an F1 visa, which is a student visa, and because I so they gave me a 4-year visa. That's how they usually do for the F1 visa. And
Cool.
I finished high school in 3 years, and then I went to college. But at that time, as long as you don't leave the country, you don't need to, redo the whole visa process, even if it's expired. And I stayed in the US for quite some time without coming back to Brazil, so it was never an issue. Yeah. So I actually only had to get my F1 visa once.
Okay, I get it. I was just wondering here about the college because I know there is a difference, right, from the college we have here in Brazil. There is like a graduation and post-graduation, and they have like some differences, right? Here for us is graduation, post-graduation, but for them, it seems like it is a little bit different.
Yeah, so when you go to university in the US, you get either a BA, a Bachelor of Arts, or a BS, a Bachelor of Science. And that would be
Wow.
an yeah, it depends on the area, if it's like an humanities thing or if it's a science thing. Yeah, there's a separation. So I got a BA in Global Politics and Diplomacy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the
Cool.
version of international relations. And they don't have what we call in Brazil pós-graduação, I think. So you get your BA or your BS, and then you can get a master's, and then you go to a PhD program, and that's the path. Yeah. So and that's what I did. I got my BA, and then I got my master's.
Okay, but before that, I've heard that there is some sort of 2 years program that you have to go through. Is that correct, or it's
That's
just a
not that's community college, and that's like a technical
community
school.
college is the name. Okay.
And that's like a technical school. So some people choose to do that, and some people choose to go that path that you do 2 years of CC, and then you transfer to an university and you complete the other 2 years of college. But that's not something that I chose to do.
Okay, why not?
Because to be 100% honest, it's not seen as a very good thing in the US. So community college is typically for those that they don't know what they want, and they are just gonna, try some subject out before they decide, because it's much cheaper. Also money was a big factor for me, and typically scholarship, it's much harder for you to get like a scholarship if you're a transfer student from a CC to a college or university.
So you got a scholarship.
I did.
Wow, that's fantastic.
It was quite nice.
How did you pull that off?
There's no secret to it, to be honest. You just need to do well on the SATs, and then you write a very good personal statement. You send the letters of recommendation in, and you also you should have a very nice CV. like with many maybe community service, other activities that you participated during high school, and they are very generous, typically. It's quite rare for you to have students that are not in some kind of scholarship.
Okay, and I've also heard throughout some of the researches I've been doing here and I've done recently that only 20% of Americans go through university. Is that correct? Do you know anything about it? Have you ever heard something like that?
I don't know the percentage, to be 100% honest, but it's very difficult. Many people get into college, but many quit. It's I don't know how hard it is here in Brazil because I have never studied here. But in the US it's quite crazy, and I mention this on my stories that it's quite frequent that people commit suicide in college and things like that.
Damn.
No, yeah. In my time at Miami, two students kill themselves.
Damn. And when you say like it's quite hard, I mean, I can imagine here. In my case, it was not that hard, thank God. But what do you mean by quite hard? It's like going, staying up all night long, like 2, 3, 4 days consecutively in order to study and get things by.
Well, yes, that's true. Pulling all-nighters for sure. But it's also about the pressure. Okay,
Oh.
so higher education in the United States, it's very competitive. Like, and that's something that people really don't think about before they decide to go and follow this path. And I think that this is something that is very different here from Brazil. For example, in Brazil, we have like the recuperação, In the US, you don't have that. You either pass or you fail, and then you have to redo the class.
Wow.
So they are very strict with education in general, and some people just cannot handle it. So the pressure sometimes it's quite hard. To be 100% honest. And then the competition inside the school, so you see the top students, they're like fighting each other for the first place,
What for?
because job placement, the best companies will hire only the top students.
Damn. In top students, you mean like the 10 top ones? 5, 3,
Yeah, so
2?
everything is about ranking. In the US, you can graduate with honors. It means that you graduated on the top of your class. Like for example, I graduated on the top 10% of my class, which is
That's genetic. Yeah, just kidding. Congratulations.
thank you.
That's hard
No,
work. I know.
but it comes on your diploma. It's written there that you graduated with honors. And that's
Caracas, man.
Yeah, and all of those things are quite important.
Wow. No, none of this happens here. No
I
way.
know, exactly.
Here, like, well, I have some students who are university teachers, professors, actually, sorry. And what they say is like they have to do everything and anything to get students by, Like if the student is in recuperação, they have to put something out there, figure something out in order to make the student, progress. So there's nothing like that, nothing. But you said you either pass or you fail. Okay, let's suppose you fail, then what?
You
You
need to
have to.
redo the whole course and you have to pay again for that course.
What?
Not the whole course, but the class. Like, for
Okay.
example, you failed in statistics. You need to, in the next semester, you need to take it again. And then you pay for it again.
Damn, so that's why they get, let's say, flooded in loans, college
I
loans.
mean, higher education in the US, it's quite expensive
Yeah,
regardless.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that failing, of course, doesn't help.
Yeah, that's why I got a little bit surprised here with the scholarship thing, because what I listen from Gary Vee, for example. Have you ever heard Gary Vee?
No.
No. Well, but basically Gary Vee is, let's say, the guru of social media, digital marketing, and business in US. He's a top, New York Times bestseller. Like the last five books he has written are bestsellers. So basically what he says is, like, there are thousands of people under students loan, and like many people just fail college, they stop, and they like, or they either finish the college, but they are like in debt with the college, because it's too expensive. So that's why many of them would rather leave college, drop out, and I don't know, start something out, a business or something like that. Have you seen something like this happening in your student years?
So what happens typically is that there are many schools, and all of them are quite expensive. And if you're not dedicated enough, you're not going to pull it off. But once you start, you already have to pay, So then you're kind of like worse off than when you started. So that can happen. I don't know anyone that dropped out, to be honest. But I have some friends that it took them quite some time, to finish the degree. And then the loans keep accumulating, because if it takes longer, you're paying more and more and more, and then that becomes a problem. But I to be 100% honest, I don't see that. I personally did not see that as a big issue, And I do think that sometimes we need to think that some people should not be pursuing higher education, There are other paths that you might want to choose if you are not a person that can, sit down and spend many hours studying. Maybe that's not for you. There's no shame in that, but you really need to recognize if you are that person before you waste a bunch of money, So that's my opinion.
Here comes a tricky question. What if you didn't have or hadn't got the scholarship? What would you have
I would
done?
have come back to Brazil.
Because it's too expensive, like unaffordable, honestly.
No, absolutely. I couldn't have paid for it.
Okay. So then you said you can graduate with honors. That's really cool. Congratulations for that.
Thank
That
you.
is like awesome. And okay, and then the pandemic just broke through, right? And you had to.
No, I was not in the US. I was in France. Yeah. So I was getting my master's in France when the pandemic started.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did you choose the master's path? I mean, you could have gotten a huge, great job.
Maybe I could, but my goal has always been to go to law school in the United States. And the, so when you When you go to law school in the US, you need to do the college, the university first. So you have those years, and then you have 3 more years of law school. But what I figured is that it would be very nice for my CV to have a master's, and so that I can also, at that time, I had been living in the US for 6, 7 years. And to be 100% honest, I was quite tired, of the American lifestyle. I thought that I was over it, that I was ready for my next
Ooh.
adventure. So I was
All
like, okay, let's go to Europe for a little bit. Let's check that out and see if it's nice. And then I will come back and I will get my law degree afterwards. And
And
that's
then
why
the pandemic broke through and you came back.
I came to Brazil, yes.
Okay, cool. Interesting. You said you did the college, but then there is the law school, like. College and law school here in Brazil is all the same, like
Yeah,
4 years and it's over.
yeah, in the US, medical school, vet school, law school, those are all considered to be doctorate programs. It's like a PhD. So you need to do university before.
Oh, right. Okay. So when you mean or when you say law schools, like a PhD.
It's not the same thing, but that's why, and that's funny because that's why people in the, like lawyers in the US, they're called doctors, you know. And here in
Oh,
Brazil,
yeah.
you're not allowed to be called a doctor, you know. But that's where the term comes from, because in the US it is it's a graduate program, it's not an
Yeah.
undergraduate.
As long as you are a lawyer, you are called a doctor, right? Like,
Yeah.
hey, doctor, like, doctor.
Yeah.
Anyways,
But in the US, you do study quite, you know, a lot to get that title.
yeah, I imagine. Okay. And entering a little bit in the topic of the myths and truths of living outside or living abroad, you said you were tired about the American lifestyle. So that got my eye or caught my eye because, you know, what I see here in the groups I participate, some of my students, some relatives, you know, what they all say is like, I want the American dream. Like,
Yeah.
you know, Uncle Sam, here I am. I'm coming, you know, like, so please tell us a little bit of this tiredness of American lifestyle and this myth of the American lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, to be 100% honest, I had lived in the US quite some time, and I don't think I was quite tired of the American lifestyle. I just wanted to experience something new, and that's why I decided to go to Europe. But yeah, so it wasn't. It was just. I just wanted to have a new experience. You know, I thought that it would be nice, and I could learn many, you know, new things. And yeah, but there's not like a. There isn't a reason, like something really went terribly wrong, and that's why I decided to leave. It was just more about having a different
A
experience.
new fresh air, right?
Yeah, sort of. And yeah. And when you live in a country for some time, it's like you start seeing the neighbor's grass and you think that it's greener than than yours, you know? And so I had lived in Brazil and I already knew that Brazil was not green at all. And then I lived in the US and I was like, okay, this is a little bit greener. Yeah, maybe. But, and then I was like, okay, maybe Europe, it's going to be very green, you know? I'm going to like that shade of green, but no, it didn't work.
Yeah, one of the myths that I put here, what was that? De longe o mar é mais azul, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. So I'm gonna like start bringing some of the myths that were mentioned here for me, you know. Oh, congratulations. Thank you, Lou, for the feedback. Congratulations, V. Your English is amazing.
Thank you.
So what everyone says is, I'm gonna go abroad, I'm gonna go to United States, either as a tourist or a student, I'm gonna stay there and be rich or get rich. So please, you know, feel free.
Yeah. It doesn't work quite like that, you know. Otherwise, I would be a millionaire. I'm still trying, guys. It's a work in progress, but I've been living abroad for 8 years, and I'm still no. But no, guys. Many people say actually that the American dream is dead. Okay, because
Ooh.
if in the past you truly were able to have a job in the US, you know, and get up and make a lot of money, and then you could maybe invest that money in something and then you could make more money. But things are not that easy anymore, especially if we talk about immigration issues. So it's very hard for immigrants to build a life in the US, legal or illegal, it doesn't quite matter. And even for, you know, US citizens, they are struggling. So the American economy, it's not as great as it used to be. Yeah, and it's funny because many of my students are very interested in doing like the au pair program, And they keep asking me, like, V, why are they not issuing the J1 visas? You know, why? Because the American economy is going to shit right now, you know? Yeah. And
Oh,
every
shite.
time.
I got a student of mine going to Colombia right now, right fucking now. She's gonna stay three. Yeah, she's gonna go through a volunteer job for 3 months in order to try to get the visa there to go to the au pair program in the United States because her au pair program had been accepted for now 9 months, and she just. 3 months, you know, like to end the period, the 1 year period that she could be online. So she's going there right now to get a visa, and that's bad
No.
news.
Everything will work out, you know. But it's just every time that they have some kind of economic difficulty, they will stop issuing work visas, you know, because they need to handle their internal problems, you know, the unemployment thing before they can have more people, you know, coming to the country, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's gonna be okay. Hopefully.
So, the American dream is dead. So there is a myth that is gone.
I wouldn't say that is a myth 100%. I just think that things are not as easy as it used to be in the past. But it's still much easier than in Brazil for sure, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You can actually have a decently like life there, you know, as a nanny, as a house cleaner, is much different from here. Yeah.
Like you can have a manual job, let's say, that the ones we have here in Brazil, and have a great life, like with comfort, let's
Absolutely.
say.
Yeah, with a car, a house, and you know, and you can travel and you can do nice things, but you're not going to become a millionaire, and that's what the American dream was about at first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Andre Pilato has got a question for you.
So in the US, the lawyers need to pass an exam, like, yeah.
It's the bar test, isn't it?
It's the bar exam. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting exam, but it's very different depending on the state. So it varies if you're in Ohio, if you are in Pennsylvania, if you are in California. But yes, we do have AOB, OAB. Yeah, the equivalent.
OAB,
Yeah.
Ordens Advogados do Brasil, I guess that's the name. Yeah. Have you had to do that?
Not yet. You do it upon graduation from law school. Yeah.
Okay, like afterwards.
Afterwards,
So
yeah.
yeah, you had to study hell a lot, and then hell a lot again, and hell a lot again to go through the test.
That sounds about right, yeah. And then you need to take it multiple times, you know, if you want to be a lawyer in more than one state. It's not only once and you're over
Oh,
with it. No, each state has their own bar exam.
really?
Yeah.
So, like, if you are in New York, let's say, and then you move out to Mississippi, whatever, you have to undergo through the exam again.
The Louisiana bar exam, yeah.
Damn. All right. Yeah. Thankfully.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer. All right, Andres. All right,
Yeah, for
Andres. So
sure.
if you want to go there, man, you know, have fun. Good luck for you, bro.
Good luck. Yeah.
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 Okay, so the next one here that people mentioned is about the prejudice. You're gonna suffer or have experiences with prejudice from the native or native speakers. How's that?
I'm very lucky because I don't think that I don't think I've had any major negative experiences in the United States. And I truly say that I'm lucky because I know I have friends that have had those experiences. Because I went there when I was very young, maybe I didn't notice or maybe it didn't happen, you know? But then once I was in college, I think I was already integrated into the society, you know, and how they did things, and my English was very good, so I didn't have any issues with that. And it also helps that I'm white, you know. Some of my black friends, they've had quite they had big problems with racism. Yeah.
Shit, that's a big show out there. I mean, everywhere, right? But
I mean, everywhere. I don't think it's different here in Brazil at all, you know. Yeah, but it can be a problem.
okay, yeah, I remember when I was in there, people used to say like, "Oh, your pronunciation is great. It doesn't look like, you know, or doesn't sound like you're not an American, not native." And I was like, no, I'm a Brazilian. I know I am from there, you know. Maybe for you guys from South Korea, you know, Saudi Arabia, like it sounds better, but I'm sure native speakers could percept that. And it was not your case. Your pronunciation, your speaking was great. Did they percept that you were not American?
I mean, when I was in high school and I was still learning, yes, for sure. But then in college, not really. Yeah, they would like, I think that after 1 or 2 years that I was living in the US, they stopped asking me like where I was from. So that's, I think, maybe when my English changed, so you know that it was, you know, good enough that maybe they didn't notice that I wasn't, you know, from there. Maybe they thought it was like a regional thing, you know, because there are so many accents inside the United States. Yeah, I think, I suppose.
You got any favorites?
Not
I have
really,
already
no.
asked you this
Yeah,
question,
you
but
haven't.
yeah.
Yeah, I don't. No.
Come on. Like, I love those people from Texas, you know? They're so cool.
Oh yeah, I don't have any favorites.
From Louisiana, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And the next one the people mention is, it is not necessary to speak English in order to live and strive or be successful in the United States.
That's a myth, for sure. If you want to have a good life in the US, you need to speak English, and you need to speak it well. Okay, you're gonna miss on job opportunities if your English is not good. If your English is not good, you're also gonna have to be only, you know, with your group of, you know, people like Brazilians or, you know, whatever. So that's a myth for sure.
Okay, a cat needs attention somewhere. A cat is calling you, or I don't know. Did you listen to that?
No.
Yeah,
Oh no, it's
there.
not a cat. It's a my mother's peacock.
Okay.
I
Nice.
had to remove the you know, the earphone. Because of my battery that's dying. Yeah,
Okay,
sorry.
no worries, no worries.
My mother's.
Lari has got a question for you, entender bem o inglês é suficiente? Listening ser bom?
It really depends on your goals, okay? If you just want to go there, you know, to have fun and, you know, maybe go to Disney or something like that, then that's fine. You're gonna have a great time. I mean, you don't even need to speak if you don't want to learn. But if you want to live there, you need to be able to not only understand what they're saying, but you need to be able to speak as well, and in
Okay,
a
yeah.
way that is clear and they can fully
Yeah, tem um bom
comprehend.
speaking, mas acredito que entendo bem já ajuda, não?
I think it's a step for sure. Yeah, but it really depends, and I always say this: depende da quantidade de perrengue que você quer passar.
Depends on like what you are about or how strong you are, maybe something like that.
Yeah, it depends how much trouble you want to get yourself into, and you know, and how you're gonna be able to handle
But
things, I
like a
guess.
trouble is a trouble because maybe you haven't gone through that or hadn't gone through that yet. But once you are through, or yeah, once you are after, right, the trouble, like
There's not a trouble anymore. That's an experience, and that's it, isn't that?
Maybe. You know, I don't know. To be 100% honest, I had a very bad experience in France because I didn't speak French. And for some reason, I think maybe because I went to the US, I was very young, but I just don't recommend. You know, I think I should have prepared myself better.
Yeah. And, you know, like, back in 2018, I went to Argentina, Paraguay, which is like 10 hours from my city, you know. And it was quite weird because it's Argentina and Paraguay, and you know, it's like we always think like, oh, it's Spanish, it's like similar to Portuguese, you're gonna be able to speak, you know, make yourself understood. And it was quite weird because once we like crossed the barrier, you know, crossed the border, like I was literally in Argentina. I don't know what happened. I really cannot recall, but I just blocked out, you know, honestly. I could not speak anything. In my mind, it was like, I don't know how to speak their language. They're not going to understand me, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, totally, like, boom. And suddenly, I saw myself, you know, like, I teach others, like, hey, you got to be courageous. You got to speak your mind, you know. And I was there like, no, I cannot speak, you know.
Yeah, I think when I went to Argentina, I spoke in English all the time. I didn't even try, you know, to put my Spanish to good use.
Oh, yeah. You can speak some Spanish.
I can, but I no.
Okay.
English I was just like, yeah, I don't know. I just feel very comfortable speaking in English, and it was quite out of my comfort zone, so I was like, okay, maybe another time. And then I also I've been to Argentina, I've been to Peru, Colombia, and also Mexico, and not a single time, you know, I was speaking Spanish. I was just like, English, do you speak English, you know?
And Lottie wants to communicate with you, look there.
Yeah, Blue is wants to say hi.
Oh, Lottie's saying hi to you as well. Look there.
Oh, Lotta. Oh, sorry. Yeah. No, but he ate all his bone and now he's bothering me.
Yeah. Hola, ¿qué tal? Yeah. No, okay. Yeah. All right, Lottie. I guess you're going to keep in English here. Like, you know, forget.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No. Yeah, sorry, I'm uncomfortable with Spanish.
Forget Spanish, yeah. No.
But it's quite interesting to see, because I truly thought, you know, that just because I learned English very fast and everything turned out okay, I was like, oh, the same thing is going to happen in France, you know. And that's a myth as well. Sometimes you just... there isn't maybe a cultural fit, you know, and a language fit maybe, and it just didn't happen for me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So like, as soon as the pandemic's over and like everything gets back to normal, where are you going to?
I'm going back to the US.
Forget France.
It turns out that, I really do like their shade of green. You know, I think that their dress is quite awesome. Yeah.
It's quite green,
right? It
turns out
that was my favorite color all along. I just needed to go outside my comfort zone a little bit just to realize it. But I'm happy now, you know, that I've made that decision and I'm satisfied with it and I'm going back home.
Going back home, how interesting, look at that. Okay. So here is another one, traveling with someone or like with a partner is much better than traveling alone. How's that for you? How does that work out?
For me, it's true. I've done both, and I much prefer to travel with someone else. Yeah, I don't know. But I think that's very personal, you know. Some people can just go to a bar and start talking to other people and make friends. I've never been that person, you know. It takes me some time to connect with other people, and maybe that's why it's been quite easy for me to move to many different places, just because I struggle to connect with people, so, you know, I just don't care. And then when I do connect with people, it's usually never anything, you know, super deep that it ties me to places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but for me, I just prefer to invite a friend and someone that I can just have a nice time with, because I just cannot imagine myself sitting on a bar alone and drinking a bunch of alcohol and trying to, you know, trying to find someone to be like, oh, they're gonna be my friend.
Yeah, like we see that in movies a lot, right? Like they sit at a bar like, hey, would you like a drink, right? Like
yeah, it's not my style.
Yeah, I've never seen that happening for real here. I mean, I'm not a going out guy or bars and all, but I think those things happen, but mostly movies, you know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever been through a situation, or have you ever had an experience like that?
Do you mean like guys asking me out, something like that, on a bar?
Yeah. You are out there sitting, you know, by yourself, and then things just happen.
So because I usually don't go, you know, by myself, you know, I always go with a friend. Usually what happens is that they pay the bill, or they tell the server to, you know, oh, can you send to that table like a glass of wine on me, you know, something like that. So that has happened before, and it happens quite frequently. It's common, but I don't know if, you know, if I was alone, if they would come and they would sit, you know, down and start talking, because I'm usually not alone.
Yes, Caio is making fun of me. He's one of my friends from high school. You know, we studied together, and you know, at that time I was quite, let's say, go hard. You know, in beers and stuff. That's why he's making fun of me.
Actually, I don't know why, but the chat is not showing up here.
Try to scroll down a little bit. You know.
I think it's frozen, because the last thing, it was like Lari, like me refiro a comunicar com nativos. That's the last thing I can see.
Yeah, some people have said some other stuff here. Like,
yeah, sorry,
Jules said, Lari said, I wish someday I can visit Spain or some other country. Cool. Juliana Martin said, I love to travel alone. I feel more empowered. Yeah, that's awesome, Ju.
That's very, very good. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, Ju has been doing a good job. Okay, and one more question. I remember you have mentioned something like when you are in US and you kind of, like, let's say, start talking to that person, or, I don't know, get hit off that person, you know, like, I start communicating, being friends with that person. You are kind of dating that person already. Is that true? How does that work? Because here in Brazil, there is like, we are together, but not dating, right? We're just kissing, right?
Yeah, because here in Brazil, there's the conversation, right? You guys actually talk and decide, okay, now we are official. That doesn't happen in the US. Typically, you start seeing someone and then you keep on seeing them, and, you know, and a few weeks have passed and you guys are dating. Yeah.
That's it. It's not really needed to say like, hey, do you want to date me?
No, it's not typical for the guys to ask you or to give you a ring or anything like that, you know. Sometimes if you're not sure, you know, if it's just like a casual thing, you can ask like, oh, so are we a thing? Or, but other times it's just kind of like implied.
All right. That's weird, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
That's weird, isn't it?
That's normal.
Okay. Yeah. I suppose so.
I think it's just a matter of opinion here and what you're used to.
Sure,
or not.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, for example, when I dated in the U.S., I don't remember ever asking, like, are we actually dating? Are you my boyfriend? Or is this some just, like, casual thing? No, but, you know, months went by and we were still together and we were doing everything together. And so, yeah, that's as good as it gets, I suppose.
Okay, that's cool. Lottie asked something. What about money? Do they have any type for that? Type, you mean like chipu, or would it be like jika, tip? And then she said, again, to get the necessary to get out of here. To get the necessary to get out of here. I guess like to leave Brazil, right? What about money? Do they like, if we have any tip to get out of Brazil?
Okay.
Jika, that's it. Jika. It's tip.
This will vary depending on where you want to go to. If you want to go to the US, if you want to go to Europe, what are your plans? How old are you? How are you going to do it? Okay. Because there are different weights and there are different exchange programs. And also there's, you know, the way that we shall not talk about it because I'm a future lawyer.
What? Didn't get it like illegally, you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, so if you guys are curious about the bar exam, there is like a part of the test is about integrity. If you have a record, you know, of saying things that, you know, are not cool or that shows that it might not be a kind of like a good lawyer, like morality wise, you know, maybe because you have tread some specific waters. And yeah, it's you can fail the bar exam because you don't pass that part of the test.
Oh, cool. And how do they identify that? I mean,
They go through your record. You need to send everything. Like, for example, if you're caught cheating in college, it's harder for you to pass the bar later.
Do they mention that in college? Like,
if you're caught cheating in college, the first time that's going to go to your record. The second time you're expelled. For most colleges.
Holy shit!
Yeah, it's very severe, the punishment.
Wow, that's. Yeah. That's why they are in a like another level, right?
Wow. Yeah, and in high school too. If you're caught cheating in high school, that goes on your record when you're applying to colleges, and they see that you cheated.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. Didn't know that. Really cool to know.
It's like written on your transcript.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, like a full record for real.
For real. Not... I mean, I've never seen it like how it's written because. It hasn't been a problem that I've had to deal with, you know, but, you know, but I've heard that's how it goes.
Lari said, Vi, pra quem é pobre, independente do país, tem que juntar muita grana. And I don't know if it was a question or an exclamation, but I guess it is a question, or it sounds like at least.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, it really depends. There are many exchange programs out there that you actually do not need to pay anything, you know. Some are fully funded by the U.S. government. And it's just about you doing a lot of research. So you find those programs and you apply when you need to apply. And building also your CV so that you are a competitive applicant. But there are many opportunities out there that you do not need to have a bunch of money, you know. Even like in Europe too, you know, there are like many things out there. It's just about researching and see if it applies to you, you know, to your goals, objectives, and things like
profile,
that.
Profile, et cetera.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can like talk about it as a future lawyer, as you said, but like, if you had to go to the United States to work, you know, like not only to study, but to work, like to make money for real, and et cetera, which kind of job would you look for there?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, it depends. Do I have a college degree?
Let's consider both paths, like okay, with and without.
Okay, so if you are going to the United States and you do not have a college degree, in fact, actually, it doesn't matter, because the United States are very strict on work visas. Okay, so it's very hard for you to get a work visa. That's why I always tell people that want to live there that the easier sort of way it's for you to do an academic program, and then because once you're there, it's much easier for you to be able to stay. It's not that it's much easier, but it's less hard.
Mm-hmm.
But let's suppose that you want to live from Brazil and you don't want to go that, you know, exchange program sort of like a way, you know, path, then it's likely that you're not going to be able to, because you're going to need to find a company that is willing to hire you. So unless you are quite good at what you do, maybe you are a computer scientist, or maybe, you know, you work in this area of the technology, and so in that case, if that's the case, then that's more likely, you know, because those are quite high in demand right now, that you can try to get like a work visa. But otherwise, for most people, and if you do not have a college education, you're not going to be able to go to the United States legally, because it's very expensive for companies to hire you, you know, and to sponsor you for the work visa. And they need to prove that they couldn't find any American that could do that job. So it's a very difficult
okay,
to do.
So yeah, then that's why people go to those kind of minimal jobs, right? Like gardening, mm-hmm, etc.
Yeah, so that's why people go illegally. And if that's the case, you know, most people that go illegally, they do low skill jobs, you know, like gardening, and they become babysitters, nannies, house cleaners, because they're not going to be able to find a job legally there.
Yeah, like I guess a huge part of them, right? Most part of them do go that and do that. At least the experiences I've heard, like 99% of them do that kind of program. Just one guy I know, he went there working for what's the name of the company? I guess Siemens. I'm not quite sure whether it was Siemens or Nokia or Ericsson, something like this. I just know that the guy was like a nerd, you know, like saying the word correctly. Top of the class here in Brazil, and he like started working for this company, and then he went to São Paulo, and people caught the eye with his job there, and then he went to US, got married, etc. So he's married to an American, have a baby in there now, so like not coming back really soon, you know. His life is completely different now. Okay, excellent. So
just one comment. If you are very good in what you do, you know, and you're on the top of your field, there are many opportunities abroad and in the United States, you know. So especially, you know, if you're interested in teaching, many U.S. universities will have temporary teachers from other countries. Yes, it's very, very common, because it's very good for their diversity, you know. And so there are, but we're talking about very dedicated people. They are very good in what they do. So I think we need to be honest and realistic here. If you are just average, you know, then you need to think about your possibilities, trying to be as realistic as possible, and then maybe thinking about doing a master's or something like that, because that will open doors for you there.
Okay. Juliana said, when I was J1, my supervisor was arrested at the work. Wow. I guess, Ju, you were living in the U.S., is that right? I guess so, right? J1 is a kind of visa, right? He was Mexican, yes. And stayed in the U.S. illegally. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's an exchange program visa. Yeah, it's a kind of like a work and travel.
Work and travel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to U.S. for that exchange program, for that kind of exchange program, but I failed the interview.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, you know, I was not really prepared and I was not preparing myself. And right after that moment, I started studying for real, you know, then I studied really hard. But it was like a totally different experience than yours, because for me, it was like a vacation, you know, and yours was like a life building experience, right? Like you were literally building your life there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, talking about this, right, I think she mentioned her supervisor, was it correct? Was
arrested? Yes, supervisor, yes, yeah.
It's a problem, guys. Like, I don't know if you've heard about this situation of the prisons, you know. There are, like, many human rights violations going on that people... And I don't know, I just really think carefully about what you choose to do with your life, because there are consequences.
All right. Okay.
See? Well, you're speaking now. No, but I mean, no, guys, but to be 100% honest, you know, in 3 years, hopefully I'm going to be a lawyer. If you ever have any issues, you can, you know, reach out to me, and, you know, you just have to pay me, you know, your liver, and I will get you out of prison. I'm joking.
Pay me your liver. All right. Yeah, I like it, that one.
I will get you out of prison. Don't worry, but I plan on being a very good lawyer. It's going to be a little bit expensive.
Yeah, well, you were working for that and studying for that, right? So, yeah.
Exactly, well, exactly.
Yeah. Just the liver?
We can negotiate the other body parts as well, if, you know, if it comes to that. It depends how difficult the case is.
Cool, all right. Really good. All right, V, so send us your number. My email, my student said, send us your number.
Perfect. No, okay, like, that's a deal. Let's make this happen.
Yeah. So I guess she's down. She's down for that.
Amazing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Really cool. So V, feel free to let your last but not least recommendations and mm-hmm. your suggestions, your tips, etc., for those of them who want to go out there and build their life.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that to conclude, I would just like to say that it's about working hard. You know, it's not easy. I think that moving to another country, it's going to be one of the hardest things you're ever going to do in your life, if that's your goal. The whole process is not easy. It's not easy finding out how you can do it, but there are many, many, many ways. Okay. Some ways, like getting work visa to go to the US, it might just not be, you know, realistic, but there are many realistic ways that can get you legally in the door, and then you're able to go from there. So it's about researching a lot. Some of, you know, these ways are free, so you literally don't have to pay anything. You know, you can get full scholarships. You can literally just get like this big present, you know, and you can go. But it's not easy. It's about applying. It's about getting many no's before you can get a yes. But it's about insisting and going after your dreams. But to be 100% honest, if you want to move abroad, it needs to be a dream. It cannot just be a wish, because the process is so hard. And even once you're there, adapting to a new culture, especially if you're older, it's very, very difficult. So you really need to be dead set that that's what you want to do with your life. And then you go after it like crazy.
Last question, I promise. Of course, you've thought of giving up. I was just wondering, like, how many times?
Only the first year.
Cool.
Yeah. Once I learned English and my English was very good, I was just fine. I really felt at home. And I'm the type of person that you issue me a challenge and I'm just going to be like, yes, I'm going to stay.
Never give up.
Because I'm just stubborn. I just want to prove you wrong.
Are you Leo?
I'm so real, yes.
No, I mean Leo. Oh. Leo, the...
Oh, no. Like, no. Harry's.
Okay. I really don't know the difference. I just know Leos are stubborn.
No, I'm not. But yeah, so I just challenge me to do something and you're going to see me make it happen.
Okay, so I challenge you to speak some French right now. Just kidding, please. Just kidding, don't kill me. That's just a joke. Okay.
Right, yeah.
Very good. No, you don't need to. Okay. So, V, thank you very much. I really had a blast here. I'm very thankful for your attention, your time. You are amazing. Congratulations for everything that has been happening to you and will keep happening. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much for having me here. Anytime, just let me know.
Okay. Let's make it happen. Guys, just for you to know, I'm going to transform this live event here in a podcast episode, and I'll let you know as soon as I get it out there, and I'll put it out there, the link and everything, okay? And I'll also send to you.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye. Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right, everyone. We had a blast. Thank you very much for coming. Really appreciate that. Have a really great weekend. God bless you all. And stay tuned. Yeah, let's have fun together, okay? If you want to practice your English, we have some fun together on Mondays. And yeah, get on our WhatsApp group, link in the bio. Okay. See you. Bye. Good one.